Today's Shir Masechta Erevin Daf Ayin Vav. We will begin Daf Ayin Hey on the Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul Asara Batim Zelef Nemizeh. If you have a chatzar that has homes that open to the chatzar, but you also have one row of homes that enter to the chatzar. So the way these homes are constructed is one opens up to the other, until ultimately there's one home that opens up to the chatzar. So apnimi, the innermost home, the home that you only exit from that home into the chatzar, he is the one, the noisness eruvai, he has to participate with the eruv v'dayoi. And again, the way to understand the Gemara is that we know, as we've learned many times, for Erev to be considered a valid Erev, all of the homes have to participate in the Erev that open to the Chatzar. So now the question is, if you have all of these homes, this long row of homes opening to the Chatzar, how does the Halacha look at that? Does it look at it like we have all these homes that are in the row, one opening up to the other, as if they're all opening up to the chatzar? And if they're all opening to the chatzar, they will have to contribute to the Erev. And if they have not all contributed to the Erev will not be considered a valid Erev. Or does the Halacha tell us, that since these other homes, as we're about to learn, don't open directly to the chatzar, they only open up one home to the next home, which ultimately the panimi that we just spoke about opens to the chatzar, maybe only that home has to contribute and not all the other homes. And says the Gemara that only the home, only the pnimi, which opens to the chatzar, has to participate in the Erev. The other homes, which are only a way of passage from one home to the next home, is a beishar. And as the Gemara, as we've learned previously, and the Gemara is going to repeat in a moment, a place which is a Beis Shar, a home which is only a Beis Shar, which is a gatehouse, doesn't have to participate in the Erev. Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu hachitzen, even the outer house has to participate. Ask the Gemara, chitzen, how can we say that? Beis Shar here, isn't that a home which is a gatehouse to all the other homes? Answers the Gemara, what he meant to say was chitzin shlepnimi. What he meant to say was the home before the last home also has to participate in the Erev. Why? B'maika mifli, ma'asavar beis shar diyochid, a home which is only a home, a beis shar for one house, shmei beis shar. It's still considered a beis shar. Ma'asavar, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that if it's only a Beis Shar for one home, lo shmei Beis Shar, it's not considered a Beis Shar. And therefore, only from row home 1 through 8 are considered a Beis Shar, because there are many homes after them, a minimum of 2. But the 9th home, and certainly the 10th home, which the most pnimi home, which doesn't serve as a Beis Shar, and the home before it, which is only a Beis Shar to one home, a place which is only a Beis Shar to one home, says the Gemara, is not considered a Beis Shar. Now the Gemara begins to discuss, again, focused on this halacha Beis Shar, a different situation. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuha, Amar Rav, shtei chatzeris, if you have 2 chatzeris, u'sholosh batim b'neim, you have 2 chatzeris, with, as I said at the beginning of the shir, homes opening to each one of those chatzeris, and then you have 3 homes in between those 2 chatzeres. Zeh, the people who are part of one chatzer that have homes open to it, but aren't part of these 3 homes, bo derech zeh, goes through one of the homes, the home that's on its side, v'noisen eruv bezeh, and puts his eruv in the middle home. That means the home that's right next to his chatzar, as we'll see in a moment, becomes the Beis Shar for this chatzar. And because it's the Beis Shar of the chatzar, it doesn't have to participate in the Erev. So he just walks through and puts the Erev in it in the middle house. Similarly, the Zeb and the people are living in the Chatzor on the other side. Let's say the first one was on the right, this one is on the left. Bar Derek Zeb comes through the homes that are in it, that are directly next, goes through the home which is directly next to it. And by going to the home which is in the next lane next to it, it makes it into Beis Shaar. And again, Nois Naruva Bezeh could put the Erev to in the middle house. Because explains the Gemara, as we just finished Baruch Hashem explaining, Zeh Nasa Beis Shaar Lezeh, the home next to the Chatzor on the right becomes a Beis Shaar for it. Zeh Nasa Beis Shaar Lezeh, and the same on the left side, it becomes a Beis Shaar for what's directly on its left. And Tzoy, and now the middle house, is the house where you want to put the Erev. And now the Gemara reminds us of a halacha that we learned previously in Daf Mem Tesem and Aleph, where we learned in Daf Mem Tesem Aleph that the Bayis Shemenichem by Erev, the home in which the Erev is actually placed, Ein Tzorach Litnas Sapas, doesn't have to contribute. Because since it's the home in which the Erev is placed, so the whole point of putting down an Erev is to show that this is where I'm living. But if I'm actually living here, you don't have to participate in the Erev. So what Rav is saying, essentially, is that you have these three houses between the two Chatzeris, and because the way it's constructed, no one will have to really, none of these three houses will have to actually contribute anything to the Erev. Because the people, the two houses on the exterior are becoming Beis Shaar, and the middle house, because it's where we would put the Erev, is also not obligated to contribute, and therefore we have a valid Erev that the people who live in these three houses can carry from one chotzer to the other chotzer without ever having to do anything. There's another halacha. Tosfos points out that this halacha would apply not only if the intention was to be put the Erev in the middle house, but even if you meant to put it in one of the other houses. Because let's think about it. Let's say the person on the right wanted to put the Erev, the house on the third house, the house furthest from him. Then the first two houses would become a Beis Shaar for him. And so too, vice versa. If the chotzer on the left wanted to put the Erev in the house which is most right, so then the two other houses become a Beis Shaar. So what we're saying, says Tosfos, is that even if we didn't have this heter, that the home where you put the Erev doesn't have to contribute to the Erev, still, there's another reason why all three of these homes would not have to contribute. And the reason is because we have the halacha, which we have spoken about previously, that any, and we're going to speak about in a moment again, that any home that becomes a Beis Shaar is exempt from contributing to the Erev. Says the Gemara, Badaklon So Rav Chava, again, using the various halachas that we've been discussing in today's shiur, asked the following question of the Rabbanan. Shtei chatzeres, we start with the same example that we just learned a moment ago, that we have, and before as well, where we have two homes, two chatzeres. Each chatzer has two homes open to it, so it's a regular chatzer that needs a eruv chatzeres. And now these two chatzeris want to connect with each other. And what exists between the two chatzeris is not, as we learned a moment ago, three houses. Rather, the shtei batim b'neim. There's only two homes in between these houses. So the person on the right walks through the home which is closest to him, and goes to the home which is furthest for him, and puts down the Erev there. And similarly, the people from the Chatzor on the left walk through the house which is
closest to them, and puts the Erev in the house, V'noisnei Reuven B'zeh, in the house which is furthest from them. And the Gemara wants to know, Kana Erev Eloi, is this going to be a valid way of making an Erev between these two Chatzeres? What's the question? Says the Gemara, the question is, Mi Mishvinan Lei L'gabed Hai Bayis L'gabed Hai Bayishar? Could a house serve as both a home and a Bayishar at the same time? And let's look at this diagram. Let's think about it. The house which is to the right, closest to the Chatzor on the right, is a Bayishar for it, but it's the house in which the Chatzor on the left wants to deposit its Erev. And similarly, vice versa. So could a house at the same time be a Bayishar and a regular Bayis? What do we say? That it's once a house obtains the status of a Bayishar, which we learned doesn't have to contribute to an Erev, but also can't be the place where the Erev is put down. Because you only could put down an Erev in a place that is obligated to contribute to an Erev. What's the halacha? Amalei. So Rechava responded, Amalei. So the Rabbanon answered Rab Chava, Shneim lekona Erev. The two of these chatzeris, you cannot make an Erev this way, because a home which is identified as a Beishar cannot also be a bias, manufshach, because the Gemara, they explain themselves. Ibeishar mafsoloi, if you want to identify and consider this home as a Beishar, we will learn in Mitzvah Shem on that pehe on the base. Hanoisnei saruva Beishar, if somebody puts his Erev in a Beishar, a chsadra, which is a place that's in front of the homes, like a pavilion that they used to walk through before they walked into the home. Repesas, we spoke about, is like a porch in front of homes. Eina Erev. If, on the other hand, you want to say, Ba'is Mashvilei, that you're not going to consider these homes like a Beishar, K'matat L'Ba'is L'Maravlei, so the person who is carrying from his Chatzar to the home which is further to him, it's walking through that a home that he didn't have an Erev with. Ask the Gemara. So because we have the suffix, we have to be machmer. Ask the Gemara, because we can't consider it this one area to have both statuses at the same time. Ask the Gemara, going back to halacha that we discussed extensively when we were learning the halachas of Eruvei Tchumim. Ask the Gemara, Mashtama the Rava, why is this any different from what Rava taught us? Dama Rava, Amaloi Shnaim Tsev Arev Lanu. Two people tell a shliach, and as we learned, one of the big advantages of being able to put down an Eruvei Tchumim, we learned, was that you don't have to personally go and place the Erev Tchumim. You could have a shliach put down the Erev Tchumim on your behalf. So the halacha is where we had two individuals ask somebody, Tzeiv Arev Aleinu, put down an Erev Tchumim on our behalf. Lachr Erev Lama Bajoim, for one, he indeed put down the Erev Tchumim before Shabbos. Lachr Erev Labein HaShemashos, and one, he put down the Erev Bein HaShemashos. Now we learned, when we learned these halachas, that in order for the Erev to be considered a valid Erev, it has to be a place that is, it has to be a place, the Erev has to be put down before Shabbos and be there for the duration of Bein HaShemashos. And what happened was, Zesh Erev Lo Mibayjoim, for the person who the Erev was deposited before Shabbos, Nechal Eruv Bein HaShemashos. His Erev was destroyed or eaten, whatever, during Bein HaShemashos. Zeh She'erev lo Bein HaShemashos. And the one for whom the Erev was put down by Bein HaShemashos, Nechal Eruv Mishatech, his Erev was only eaten up after Shabbos began. So even though, as I said a moment ago, the halach is that the Erev has to be put down before Shabbos, and it should be there for the entire duration of Bein HaShemashos, so, or the entire duration, to be a little more accurate for an entire duration of when Shabbos begins. So if we say that Bein Shmoshes is still before Shabbos, so the first Erev isn't a good Erev because it was eaten before Shabbos began, because we say that the Bein Shmoshes is not yet Shabbos. If, on the other hand, we say that Bein Shmoshes is already considered like after Shabbos began, then the second Erev wouldn't be good because the Erev was put down only after Shabbos began, too late. But yet the halacha is Shneim Kano Erev. Both of the Erev Tchumim are considered valid Erev Tchumim. Because since the halacha is the Bein Shmoshes is a Sofik, we don't know how to view Bein Shmoshes. Should it be viewed as day or should it be viewed as night? And the entire obligation of Bein Shmoshes, of Erev, is Drabonon. So Sofik Drabonon Lahakal. And therefore, we don't consider Bein Shmoshes as the first person. We assume the Bein Shmoshes is already night. And we say that his Erev was already eaten after Shabbos began. But when Shabbos began, his Erev was intact. The second person, we consider Bein Shmoshes not to be Shabbos yet. And we therefore assume that the Erev was put down before Shabbos. So what do we see? That we're speaking here about Hilchos Erevin, and we're using two kulas that contradict each other. On one hand, we're considering Bein Shmoshes by day. On one other hand, we're considering Bein Shmoshes night, and therefore validating both Erev Tchumim. So why don't we say the same thing here, that why should we say, or why can't we say, that for one person, this is a Beis Shar, and for another person, this is a bias? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashta. The two situations cannot be properly compared. Hasam, by the case of the Erev Tchum with the Bein Shmoshes, Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. So as we know, every moment of the Bein Shmoshes is a Sofik Yoim and a Sofik Laila. Is it still day or is it already night? And that's like Minkra Milsa. It's not obvious when the day end, when the night begin. And therefore, paskening with these two contradictory decisions doesn't really look so blatant difficult. Aval Hocha, in the case that we are discussing, Idel Gaba High Bias, but Gaba High Bias, you have to make a decision. Is this house a bias? Is this house a Beishar? Vila Gaba the High Beishar, it can't be both at the same time. And as Rashi explains, Chazal were concerned, we had this concept previously in our Masechta, that the Divrei Chazal should not be considered a Chuch of a Tlula, that the Divrei Chazal should not be considered foolish. So in a place where what they're saying is not obviously difficult to understand, we could take that approach, like Bein Shmoshes. But where the same house is going to have different statuses, that makes Chazal look foolish. And therefore, since we're always concerned, says Rashi, that Chazal should not look foolish when it's going to be so obviously contradictory, even though there's a klal, and we said it a moment ago, that there's a rule b'chol ha'tayr kula of Sofik d'Rabbanan l'kula, here we will not be able to extend that rule of Sofik d'Rabbanan l'kula, where that's the price we're going to have to pay, that Chazal's words will look like a chuch v'tlula. Hanu l'chador, hanu l'chador, hadru l'chador. The next perek be'ezer Hashem Yisborak discusses, as we've discussed many such times, that if you have a chatzer, you need to make a Erev. If you have two chatzeres that are neighboring each other, we're going to learn that under certain circumstances, they must have an Erev. Under certain circumstances, you can have an Erev to connect them, but you don't have to have an Erev. And in certain circumstances, you can't make an Erev to connect these two chatzeres. And the Gemara and the Mishnah immediately begins to explain. Chaloin shebein shtei chatzeres. You have a window between two chatzeres. If the window is arba al arba, it's four tfachim by four tfachim, b'toich asar, within 10 tfachim of the ground, that is a way that we say that the two chatzeris can be connected, and therefore, since they can be connected, ma'arvin shnayim, the two chatzeris can connect each other with the eruv. However, they don't have to. V'mrotzu ma'arvin achod, each one can make its own eruv. So the Mishnah Brura in Simon Shin Ayin Bei Sifkotin Lamed says, what's going to be the halacha if you have a very long window? So you have the dimensions, but you don't have a width of four. Says the Mishnah Brura that if you don't, even if the window is very long, but if it doesn't have the minimum width of four tefachim, then that's not going to be a window that could connect the two chatzeris, even though it's made up in its length. Pachs mi arba larba. And therefore, says the Mishnah, if the width of the window between these two chatzeris is less than four tefachim by four tefachim, or lemalam asar tefachim, or the window begins above 10 tefachim from the ground, so they're not connected, and because they're not connected, ma'arvin shnayim, each one of these chatzeris can make its own eruv. They ma'arvin echad, but they are not. They cannot connect themselves with. They cannot connect themselves with one eruv because they don't have anything that halacha recognizes as a connection. Ask the Gemara, Lema, that our Mishnah said that if you don't have Dalet al Dalet, the area of a window, it's not a valid connection. Tanan Stomach of Shimon Gamliel. Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Doma kol pachos mi'arba kol lav domi. In our Masechta, particularly at the beginning of the Masechta, we discussed quite extensively the halachas of Lavad, which have many very important ramifications in halacha. So says the Gemara that why does our Mishnah insist that the window has to be at least arba tefachim? Because if the window is going to be less than dalet tefachim, then the halacha is going to look at that window as if it's closed up. Because the Shimon Gamliel holds that if it's less than dalet tefachim, then it's all closed up, and therefore there's nothing connected it. So isn't this a raya to the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, who says that we say Lavad up to four tefachim? The Rabbanan, however, say that we only say Lavad by three tefachim, says the Gemara Fil Temek Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Rabbanan. At Kanoi Pliga Rabbanan later of Shimon Gamliel, when do we have a Machlaikus Rabbanan of Shimon Gamliel? What is the shear for Lavad? Enyan Linyan Levudim, regarding Hichas Lavad, is it three tefachim or four tefachim? Aval in Yepischa. Here we're talking about what constitutes an opening between the two chatzeris. Afilo Rabbanan Moide, even the Rabbanan will agree. Di Yika Arba al Arba. If there is an opening which is Arba al Arba, that is considered a significant opening choshev, and therefore the two chatzeris are considered connected. Viloi, if not, loy choshev. So we're learning that you have to have a window that is at least dalet tefachim by dalet tefachim. So I saw that the Cheshuki Chemin asks a question. What's going to be a halacha if there's a mechitza between two chatzeris? The mechitza is 7 tefachim, but it's elevated from the ground 3 tefachim. Is that, on one hand, it's not a mechitza of 10 tefachim? And if it's not a mechitza of 10 tefachim, it doesn't divide the chatzeris. On the other hand, what are we learning qualifies that the two chatzeris should be connected? Because as we just explained, you need to have a decent area where you could pass objects or connect the two chatzeris. When you have the 3 tefachim next to the ground, we see when you have the 3 tefachim next to the ground, it's not easily accessible. The two chatzeris are not easily accessible to each other, and therefore they should not be considered connected. So the question is, what is the halacha looking for to connect the two chatzeris? Is the halacha looking for ease of use between the two chatzeris? So certainly the example that we just gave is not a situation where it's easily used? Or is the halacha require that they be open to each other? And here, they are actually open to each other, and therefore, you can make an error between the two chatzeres. So he wants to suggest that this machloikus of Rashi in the Ba'at Tanura, Rashi holds, according to Rashi, you would be able to make one Erev. According to the Ba'at Tanura, you would not be able to make one Erev in such a situation. Pachs me'arba, so we learned if the window between the chatzeres is less than dalet adalet, or is above 10 tefach from the ground, it's not a valid, you can't make one Erev. Says the Gemara, Pshita, ask the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Kivin da Omar, once the Mishnah said at the beginning of the Mishnah, clearly, that to be considered an adequate opening between the two chatzeres, you need to have arba al arba b'toich asoro, memela no yudana, the kol pachs ma'arba, that if the window is not arba al arba, or if the window is lamala ma'asoro, loy, it's not considered a proper connector between the two chatzeres. Answers the Gemara, hokamashmalon. What the Mishnah is coming to teach us is because the window is kula lamala ma'asoro. It's entirely above 10 tefachim. That's why it cannot serve as a connector. Ava miktsos b'toich asoro. If part of the window is within 10 tefachim from the ground, not most of the window is not within 10 tefachim of the ground, but part of that window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, the halacha will allow us to ma'arvim shnayim, that to make the two chatzers can make one erev, but they don't have to. V'mrotzum arvin yechad. They can make separate Eruvim for each Chatzar. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is a very important rule. That even though the halach is that the window has to be 4x4, the entire 4x4 does not have to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. As long as part of the 10 tefachim are within part of the ground, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, Tanina lahad tana rabbonin. This is actually what we learned in the Braisa. Kula lamalim asara. Miktas v'taych asara. As long as part of the window is within the asara, that is good enough. And the Gemara analyzes the Braisa. Because the Gemara asks, hash the kula lamalam asara. If most of it is lamalam asara, miktsos b'toich asara, and part of it is b'toich asara, it's good enough. And we said, armet ma'arv m'shayim v'mrotz ma'arv n'yachod. So certainly, if most of it, if kula b'toich asara is miktos lamalam asara, and most of it is toich asara, miboye, is there any question that it's a valid erev? And says the Gemara, you're right. The second case is a tzuve etzarech leim zuktani. Sometimes we have in Shas where the Tana tells us a halacha, which is really obvious, but that's in order to help us understand the halacha, he says it that way, even though it's absolutely obvious. So as we just learned, the halacha is that as long as part of the window is within the asara, the halacha is that it's fine. So now the question is, so till now we've been speaking about a window which is a square window. It's 4x4 tefachim, and we learned as long as the bottom of the window is within 10 tefachim of the ground, the halacha will be that it's a valid connector between the two chatzeres. But as we've learned previously, and we'll discuss today again, we have a window which is round, and part of it goes in within Asar Tfachim. That now we know that, as the Gemara is going to say it explicitly in a few moments, when you have a circle tapers off at the bottom. Since a circle tapers off at the bottom, actually at the top as well, but if we're talking about the bottom now, so we don't, how much of the bottom of the window do you have within the Asarot Tefachim that it should be considered that you have that window within the Asarot Tefachim? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chaloin Ogol, that you have a round window between the two Chatzeres, Tzorach Sheba Hekefei Eser V'Arbat Tefachim, you need to have a circumference of that circle of 24 Tefachim. If you'll have a circumference of 24 tfachim, v'shnayim umashumahem, and the two tfachim, and a drop more, of the bottom of the window, are going to be with taich asara, are going to be within 10 tfachim, then the halacha will be that that's a window that can connect the two chatzeres. Why? Because what we have to look at is im yarbenu. If we take this circle and we put a square in it, the square being 4x4, then the way we're going to look at this round window is you're going to have the middle of the window being 4 tfachim, like any square. We're putting a square in the circle. You're going to have the diameter of this circle is going to be 8. So you're going to have 2 plus 4 plus 2. So you have to have 2 tfachim and a little more on the bottom to make sure that at least a part of the bottom of the 4 is within the 10 tfachim that we just learned has to be there to make it a proper window to connect. Because when you have a square in the circle, that the circle with a circumference of 24, the diameter is going to be 8. Why? Because we have the formula that we've discussed many times. Actually, it's not an exact number, but the halacha isn't exact, we've discussed. But it's the circumference is 3 times the diameter. So if the circumference is 24, the diameter is 8. The square inside is 4. If the square inside is 4, then you have 2 on top and 2 on bottom, but you need to have on top of that 2 a drop to make it fine. Ask the Gemara, Michti, let's do some further analysis of this mathematics. Michti, as I just said, kol sheyesh be'hekefoy shlosh tfachim, any circle which has a circumference of 3 tfachim, yesh bo berachvei tefach, has a diameter of a tefach. So if the circumference of this circle is 24, if you have a circumference of 12, it should be sufficient. Why? Because it should be enough that you should have a circumference of 12, and if the circumference is 12, the diameter is 4. Answers the Gemara. Why is that flawed reasoning? Hanimili, when is that said? Bigula, that we want to look at a circle. Absolutely. The diameter of a circle is a third of its circumference. So if you're going to have a circumference of 12, you're going to have a diameter of 12. You're going to have a diameter of 4. Avribua, we're not talking about a circle. We need to get a square here. We need more. The perimeter of the square is more than 3 times of the width. Michti, says the Gemara, okay, we need to add a circle here. But ask the Gemara, Kama Maruba Yosala Eagle. When we look at the difference between the perimeter of a square and the circumference of a circle in it, Reviya, it's a quarter more, which is really a third of the circumference of the circle. So B'shitza Sagya, so we have to really add a quarter. So if you add a quarter, it's still only 16. Where do you get to 24? Answers the Gemara, Hanimili, the Gula the Nafik Mi Begoy Riba. That's only if the circle is in the square. But Avribua the Nafik Mi Koy Gula, if we want to put a square outside the circle, being in Tfei, we need to have more. My Tama, because as we've learned, I mentioned this earlier, because the circle has the Mersha the Kornosa. It has the areas of the area that extend on top of the circle that you have to take into consideration. So if you're going to put the square into the circle, you're going to need more area. Ask the Gemara, Michti, Kol Amsa Beribua, Amsa V'Trecha Musha B'Lachsoina. We have a rule. When we want to figure out the diagonal of a square, the diagonal of a square is one and two fifths more than the side of the square. That means if the side of the square is going to be 4 tefachim, the diagonal of that square is going to have to be 5.6, which will also be the diameter of the circle that we're talking about. So if the diagonal of the diameter of the if that's going to be, and we learned before that the circumference of a circle is 3 times more than its diameter. So if the diameter is 5.6, if the diameter of the square, which is in the circle, which is also the diameter of the circle, is 5.6, so how much will we have to have for a circumference? 16.8. It's 3 times its diameter. So 5.6 times 3 is 16.8. How did we get to 24? Ask the Gemara, called Amsa Berebua, that any Amma in the side of the square is Amsa V'treichum Shebelachsoina. Is an Amma and 2/5 in the diagonal, which is also going to be the diameter of that square, of that circle. So now if we're going to multiply it by 3, so V'shifsana Shechum Shesagis, 16.8 should be adequate. Answers the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Ki Amma Deayna De Kisrei. When Rav Yochanan said his opinion that you need to have at least, in this case, a circumference of 24, he was saying it that according to the opinion of the Yana de Kisrei. Others say he was following the opinion of the Rabbanan de Kisrei. Damri, Igula Mikoy Rivua Riva. Riva Mikoy Igula Palga. They say that a circle in a square has a perimeter which is 1/4 less than the circumference of the square. Rivua migai gula, and the perimeter of the square, which is in a circle, is half the circumference of the circle. So that means that the circle is 1.5 times larger than the square inscribed in it. So if we're saying that we have to have a window which is 4x4 square, that's a square of 16. The circumference will have to be 1.5. 1.5 of 16 is 24. Tysus is very bothered with this approach because Tysus says this is actually mathematically incorrect. And therefore, Tysus says that the Rabbanan de Kisrei, the Eonah de Kisrei, was speaking about something else entirely. And Rabbi Yochanan misunderstood and thought that that the mathematical formula that they were referring to was regarding such a situation, but they were wrong. The Gaon Yaakov has a different approach. He says, of course, the Rabbanan de Kisrei could not have made an error, such an obvious error that in mathematics. Rather, they recognize that the formula is like we said a moment ago, and therefore it should be adequate that the circumference of this circle should be 16.8. However, they wanted to add more because they wanted to make it obvious that part of the window, part of this, the right part of the window is below 10 tefachim. And the only way they felt that that could be achieved is by making sure that this round window was larger, that had a circumference of 24 tefachim. Continues the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah, Pachs mi arba al arba, if the window between the two chatzeres is less than arba al tefachim, or it's above 10 tefachim, you can't connect them. Amar Rav Nachman, to which Rav Nachman comments, Loi shanu el chaloyim bein shtei chatzeres. When you have a window between two chatzeres, so it has to have the proper dimensions that we have been discussing. Aval chaloyim shemein shnei batim, if you have a lower floor and an upper floor that want to connect with each other, afilu malam asara nami, even if the window is above 10 tefachim, imrotzul arvim arvim yachad, you could connect these two floors. My tama, what's the reason? Basic command of molidami. The house, the halacha views the house as if it's completely full. And since the halacha looks at the house as if it's completely full, so then it's accessible. So there's a number of ways of learning the Gemara. The simplest way of learning the Gemara is that when you have a home, you're going to move and you want to get to the ceiling, you're going to move different kalim that you have in your home. You're going to move different pieces in your home to be able to access it. So even though it's high up, it's still going to be accessible. And therefore, since it's going to be accessible, that's going to be, therefore, it's not a problem that it's not accessible. That's the simplest pshat. Another way of learning the Rishonim suggests, basic command of Moli, is the halacha looks at a house as if it's completely full. And since the halacha looks at a house as if it's completely full, then it's considered Besa command of Moli. It's a very interesting question that the Marsham, the Shal Sechus Marsham, Chelik Beis Simen, I involved discusses. He says, we know that a man and a woman may not be in a home, in a store, any place alone. Issa yichud. What's going to be a halacha if there's, as there is many doors, a window on top of the door? So of course, if you're standing in front of the door, you're not tall enough to see through that window. But he says, based on what we just learned in our Gemara, that since a piece of furniture could be brought to this place, and if you'll stand on top of that piece of furniture, you'll be able to see through the window. The halacha would be maybe that it shouldn't be a problem of yichud, because anybody could look through the window and see what's going on. So the Marsham is machmer. He says nobody brings a chair to climb up to see through the window what's going on inside the room. And certainly the whole heta for yichud is only in a situation where there's a mirsus, where the people who are alone are going to be too scared to be so, for they're going to be, if they do something inappropriate, they're going to be caught. Nobody is going to be scared that somebody's bringing a chair to look through the window that's on top of the door to see what's inside. And therefore, the Marsham says that this would not be a way that we could allow a man and woman to be alone together. However, Rav Moshe, the Shal Shuva Sigris Moshe, Evan Ezra Chelik Dalit Simen Samchei Ois Dalit, says that he speaks about a different Shaila. He speaks about if there's a door between, there's a door and it's closed, and there's a woman and man inside. But it's a store, it's a business place where people come and ring the bell or knock on the door, and people answer the door right away. So Rav Moshe wants to say, since people answer the door right away, even though they don't have to answer the door, I'm not here. But since it's common practice, especially in a business, that if the bell, somebody rings the bell, somebody knocks on the door, they automatically open the door. So that is already enough to make a mirsus. And therefore, here too, that even though people normally don't climb on top of the door to see what's going on through the window that's on top of the door, the fact that you can bring it there, a chair there, and climb and see is enough to be makel. And the svara is our Gemara. Our Gemara is saying that even though this window between the two floors is above 10 tefachim, we quoted Rabbeinu Yonason, who says, the fact that I could bring a chair or another piece of furniture and easily be able to get there, it's enough to be can say that now we are connected. So the fact that there's the potential to be connected is enough. Esrei, ask the Gemara, Esrei Ravel Rav Nachman. The Brisa says, Echli chalon shebein shtei chatzeris, a window between two chatzeris, vechli chalon shebein shtei batim, or a window between two homes, vechli chalon shebein shtei elias, or a window between two stories, vechli chalon shebein shtei gagin, or a window between two rooftops, vechli chalon shebein shtei chadorim, or a window between two rooms, kulon. In all of these situations, the halacha tells us, arbal arba, mitoy chasara. So we see that the rule is very firm that you always have to have arba al arba b'toich asara. And says the Gemara Tergema, and you're saying that in the home that rule doesn't apply. And says the Gemara Tergema chatzeris, between chatzeris, where it's not, we don't have this furniture, you don't have the other atarim, we're going to have to, of course, have dal al dal b'toich asara. Ask the Gemara, vechelik tani, Didn't the Braisa say that in all circumstances this is the halacha? And says the Gemara, Targum, what the Braisa meant was regarding the requirement that even though it doesn't have to be within Dalet Asar Tfachim, when it's between floors, it still always must be Arba al Arba. That means you have two stories of a home, and there's a lull. There's a entrance from downstairs to upstairs. Is that going to be good enough to connect them? Do you have to have a ladder to allow you to connect between them or not? Mi amrinin, basic command the molly dummy. When do we say the concept of the basic command the molly? Hanamilim natsad, when your window on the side connecting the two rooms, the two homes. Ava beemtso, when the window is on the top. Lo yamin, we don't say the concept of basic command the molly. Adim lo shna. Omelay, ain't a tzorch. You don't have the need to have the sulam, because we could apply the concept of basic command the molly. Savaminay, so he assumed that what was meant by saying that, that sum kvu hu dein etzorach, you don't have to have a full-fledged ladder there, ha sulam aroi, but there has to be at least a sulam aroi, even if it's not firmly there, it's there usually. Itmar, am Rav Yosef, am Yunay, am Rav Nachman, echt sulam kvua, vechet sulam aroi, ein etzorach. Why? Because we accept the concept of Bais command the Mali, and if we accept the concept of Bais command the Mali, then anything will be, we don't need the ladder to connect upstairs. The way we're learning the Gemara, we could just bring a piece of furniture to get to the hole that's connecting upstairs and downstairs.